This is Everyday Bioethics. In this episode, Paige Cunningham, Executive Director of the Center for Bioethics and Human Dignity, explores new techniques for creating organs. And now here's Paige.
I have a friend, I'll call him Nick, who told me he has kidney disease and not much hope of getting a kidney transplant, partly due to his age. Now, desperation drives some sick patients to grasp at anything. Fortunately, Nick is well aware of the ethical challenges, such as whether to go to India for a transplant or to get an organ from a paid donor who is likely being exploited because of his poverty. But instead of focusing on the current bleak situation, I'd like to point toward some hopeful signs for the future. What if we could bypass organ donors altogether? Researchers are taking early steps in developing organs in the lab. They've already succeeded in developing flat tissue such as skin and hollow organs such as the bladder. But solid organs like the kidney are much more complex, so early work is beginning on liver research. You've probably heard of 3D printing for everything from furniture to clothing to handguns. Well, a tech startup used 3D technology to create slices of liver tissue, and the tissue survived for 40 days doing what livers are supposed to do, filtering nutrients, toxins, and drugs. Another study used stem cells that were made from the patient's own body. The research team created human liver buds and implanted them in mice. The buds grew new blood vessels and started connecting to the mouse's circulatory system. It appears that the liver cells are functional. Now, this is a very early step, and there are many technical challenges. And success in a mouse does not necessarily mean liver buds would work in a human body. But still, it is a hopeful step. The liver models are important building blocks for the future. The next step is learning how to connect an artificial organ to the body's blood supply and keep it healthy while the artificial organ grows. That solution has evaded researchers, but they are continuing work with animal models. And this is relevant for kidney research, but as I said, a kidney is more complex than a liver, and living tissue research is slow. What about a kidney for Nick? Well, he doesn't have that kind of time. Meanwhile, scientists are working on two kidney replacement technologies. One is an external wearable pack, and the other an implantable device. The external pack cleans blood waste products, freeing the patient from the time-consuming dialysis machine. The implantable device shrinks the dialysis machine to the size of a coffee cup, small enough to put inside the body. The bonus is the cost savings. Kidney disease costs Medicare alone about $33 billion per year. Research on one of the devices will cost just $20 million, with a $30,000 or less price tag for each unit. That would be a significant savings. Maybe you have a loved one with kidney disease. I hope one of these technologies is ready in time to help them and Nick. Helping you understand tomorrow's bioethical issues today, this is Paige Cunningham.
Helping us to understand tomorrow's bioethical issues today, Everyday Bioethics is a production of the Center for Bioethics and Human Dignity, a Christian bioethics research center at Trinity International University. For more information, visit our website at everydaybioethics.org. And thanks for listening.